Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you.
And one of my favorite guests we haven't had for a while is Mark Biltz, who is a Messianic pastor and an expert on the solar signs and on end time prophecy. And you sent me quite a document here, which we're going to go over. And I'm going to give you lots of time to talk because we have 15-minute segments. Mark, you're an expert on this area, and we just recently had a supermoon, a blood moon, and we talked about this several years ago, about these kind of events. There is a tie-in, and they actually have biblical precedent, don't they? Can you give us a thesis?
Oh, my
because
goodness.
You're not only talking about the solar signs and the end-time signs, but also tying it to prophetic events that are happening as we speak.
Yes, you bet, Dr. Bill. The Bible plainly declares in Genesis 1:14 that God made the sun and the moon for signs. Genesis 1:14, plain as day. And then in, I think Psalms 89, God declares that the sun and the moon are his two faithful witnesses in heaven. The nice thing about an eclipse in particular, this is where both signs come together. And no false prophet can control an eclipse. These are just God's direct signs in the heavens. And then, like you said, we had one just the other day. But what is absolutely off the charts incredible, what it has to do prophetically as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I think that that particular sign, what do you think is going on? Because what I was doing, first off, in my show, I was transitioning from Genesis. It was trying to stifle my expansion of my show. And I have a lot of Christian leaders on. I have people like, Dr. Bob Teal. I like to have you on more regularly because I consider myself a Messianic Christian. I have Hebrew roots.
Okay,
my mother's family were Naimas, and the word Naima came back from the Kohanic line that married the daughter of the king of the Medes 2,800 years ago, and the Naimas were Kohanim serving in the temple and even in the Sanhedrin. And they were also the people that were later called the Magi that brought the gifts to Jesus, were my ancestors.
Wow.
So I consider myself a Hebrew Christian rather than just like a regular. And I think it's important, if you don't understand the Hebrew signs and the signs in the sky that God put in the Bible, which, by the way, the solar and lunar calendar, where biblical astrology was done correctly, were the reasons why the Magi knew Jesus was coming, because they had the proper astrology of the star signs, which is things like these blood moons. This is not an anomaly off to the side. It's central to the reason why the Magi came to give the gifts to Yeshua, the Father in the flesh.
Yes, it's so important. I like to give a simple example. If you had one of your guests on the East Coast and they're calling you, you have to make sure you both know what time zone you're gonna communicate. Well.
Right.
The Muslim calendar is based only on the moon. Our solar calendar is based only on the sun. But God has a calendar that's based on both the sun and the moon. And if we're
right.
going to meet with him when he says, we got to get on his calendar.
Right. So tell us about this calendar. How does it tell you, what do you think is happening in the physical world that parallels the star signs of the super blood moon? Because this doesn't happen very often. What do you think is going on?
Right. Well, here's what's amazing. The last year, we had a total red blood moon lunar eclipse on the same calendar day this year on the biblical calendar. So we've had two blood moons in a row on the biblical calendar. It's called Tu B'Shevat. Just like our January, they have a month called Shevat.
Right.
And Tu means the 15th. So the way the biblical calendar is set up, as well as our scientific astronomy, the sun, when you can only have a total solar eclipse on a new moon, you can only have a total lunar eclipse on a full moon, well, the 15th day of the month is when the moon is full, and here we have this blood moon on the 15th day of Shavuot. Do you know that yesterday would have been the 24th day of Shavuot? Well, here's why this is all important. If your listeners would look at Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7 and 11, I'm going to preface it with this while they're looking it up. We know in Revelation 6, it talks about the four horses of the apocalypse.
Right.
Well, in Zechariah 6, it also talks about the four horses of the apocalypse. And in Zechariah 1, it specifically refers to the red horse. Well, guess what? In Zechariah 1, verse 7, the red horse vision that Zechariah had happened yesterday. Okay? It was the 24th day of the 11th month. So I think it's very significant that we have these two red blood moons 2 years in a row on the 15th day of Shabbat. And now this year, here 9 days later, the very day that the red horses ride, and we know the red horses speak of taking peace from the earth.
Right.
Okay. And in Zechariah 1, we see that that's when the red horse rides in the month of Shabbat. Well, the month of Shabbat is all about trees. And this is why we see these red trees, these red horses among the myrtle trees. But here's what's phenomenal, Dr. Bill. This vision that Zechariah had, you'll find out in verse 12, his vision of the red horses of war taking place happened at the end of the 70 years of captivity. And we also find that it happened in verse 7. It was the second year of Darius. Well, here we are, last Tuba Shabbat, or the 15th of Shabbat, when the lunar eclipse occurred, happened exactly at the end of the second year of the Trump administration, and it is at the end of the 70th year of Israel becoming a nation. So
right.
Here we have this interesting connection of these things, you know, happening. And,
right.
So I find that very fascinating.
Let me throw in a geopolitical issue. We found Hezbollah and the Iranians staging all kinds of missiles attacking Israel, and the amount of missiles coming in, I know all the missile defense system because I had above top secret clearance working at Missile Defense Command for the U.S. government, taking care of employees at Schriever Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, the highest secure place on the planet for America. And I can tell you, Israel is in grave danger this moment, literally from attacks from Iran. Iran is no longer just taking a passive view. They're taking a "we're going to attack now" kind of view, haven't they?
You know what? I'm so glad you brought this up, Dr. Bill, because it just so happened the last 3 days I'm in Texas at a meeting, and one of the speakers was a major in the IDF,
right.
And he is a very good personal friend of mine, and after his talk, we even had a little talk in the hallway afterwards, and he's confirming exactly what you said. He said that Hezbollah, you know, has about 250,000 missiles.
Right.
Already. That's huge. But he said, a couple of thousand of them are smart missiles, very precision-oriented.
Right.
And he said that Israel has transitioned from a defense strategy to an offense strategy. Because of these precision missiles, they can't do like they did in the Lebanon War, kind of bat a few of them down with the Iron Dome and know they're stupid and they're going to land anyway. Now they know that they're in major trouble. So they
yeah.
have to react immediately and forget the civilian casualties this time. They were really concerned about civilian casualties, but now they don't have the luxury of worrying about that. And
right.
this is what his concern was. Listen to this. And I'm sure you realize this, I don't know if your
right.
listeners do, but in Islam, they believe they bring the Messiah by launching a war against Israel.
Right.
And here you have Nasrallah basically on his deathbed, the Ayatollah Khomeini on his deathbed, and together they may want to launch this war. And what he said, he thinks that they may want to disrupt the elections that are coming up this April 9th. So there is.
Yeah, that's the Israeli elections, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and by the way, they believe they're going to bring forth the Imam Mahdi, which is a resurrection of Muhammad, by doing this war. And in fact, they're trying to bring forth the Mahdi, and there's several Mahdi candidates, one in Turkey that runs a big radio show there, and there's also one in Iran that tries to pretend he's the Mahdi. So they're trying to bring forth a Mahdi and the end-time consolidation of all Islamic countries to dominate the world. And they know they believe that their attack on Israel will bring forth the Mahdi and the amalgamation of all the Islamic countries to take over the entire world, not just Israel, but everywhere. That's how crazy this is. And so we have also, by the way, the Russians are tied directly to this because the Russians back Iran. And I'm the whistleblower, along with John W. Spring, on the Russian weaponizing the island north of Venezuela and the Orinoco River with Russian nuclear weapons, intermediate range, bear bombers, and even taking over Punta Huerte in Nicaragua with large Antonov bringing the nuclear submarines, small nuclear submarines, and launching platforms for striking America from the south. And Putin and the Iranians are directly tied together in this because they've weaponized Venezuela. And right now, the moves in this last week, right around the blood moon, where America declaring that this Guaido in the opposition should be the leader. And we can see already that the Russians are ready to take out jets of 20 tons of gold and so on out of Venezuela because they're on the edge of a war against America, and Russia and Iran are allied. And if you look at the list of nations in Ezekiel 38 and 39, you're looking at that list, and it says there's an ancient song called the Vilna Gaon. You probably are aware of it, that the pilots, they go up to Masada, and when they get their wings, they sing this song in Hebrew, and they think a song that says, when Rush or Russia crosses from the Bosphorus to the Mediterranean, then put on your Shabbat or Sabbath clothes because Messiah HaMashiach is coming. That song goes back 2,800 years.
Yes, I'm familiar with that. There's also a prophecy that when Saudi Arabia, they say Arabia, calls on the West to help in their fight against Iran or Persia, that also is another sign. And
right.
Look at where we're at right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I really believe that these are signs that we could very well see a major Middle East war conflict sometime this year. I don't set dates, but
well,
I'm
sure that this conflict, by the way, is a prelude to the ultimate setting up of the so-called agreement. And it may not be a full treaty, but an agreement for a Hebrew 7-year period. I think.
I definitely think so.
So. And also, this is the rise of not only what's called the King of the South, which is a Muslim leader, otherwise known as the Mahdi, and the rise of a northern leader that's otherwise known as the head of the European superstate that's rising. Now 28 nations, soon to be 35, with the Balkans joining, and Turkey. They will have a population around 800 million and the most advanced technology on the planet besides America, and America has allies. I mean, people don't realize that Galileo and the American space weapon systems are all integrated. So something big is about to happen, isn't there? And I think these are signs.
Yes, and this Israeli leader, when he spoke to our group, had mentioned that Hezbollah is already entrenched in the United States. They've come in, they're all over, they're ready to go.
Thousands of armed terrorists are ready to be activated. They have 42 training camps. I knew when I found out work with classified projects 25 years ago, live ammunition training camps in the lower 48 states. And they know we know their GPS coordinates. Why do we let them stay there? I have no idea. Our Israeli intelligence knows, we know, but we tolerate it. And I'm not sure exactly. It doesn't make any sense. One of them is just outside New York City, up in upstate New York, just outside New York City. And it's, I think, an 80-acre kind of site that is like, and some of these names are so, they're like B-movies, the insane names they have for them. And people don't realize, all you need to do is activate these thousands of Muslim terrorist groups, and they'll take down power lines, which would be one of their first things, just go down and take with shotguns and hit the step-down transformers. They'll do all kinds of terrorism. They can do a lot of havoc to a city. And if you just lose power for 6 months, 90% of the population will die. People don't know this, do they?
Right. And the thing that this my friend was saying, too, is that, you know, Israel's always concerned about what the world thinks. That's why they can't do any preemptive strike. They have to let the Arabs strike first, and so then they're just going to wipe them off the face of the earth. But here's what I think. I think all these terrorist cells are waiting for Israel to attack Lebanon, Syria, Iran, and that's when they're going to launch their terrorist attack in the United States. And the reasoning is this. They're going to say it's because Israel attacked that they're bombing the United States. And then all the U.S. citizens are going to say, wow, let's blame Israel for defending themselves. That's why we're being attacked. You know, it's that mindset.
I think some Democrats might believe, but not most Republicans and people in the middle. Independents won't. I have a feeling here's how I think this is going to go. Number one, I think you're going to see eventually the King of the South being destroyed and Islam destroyed. I think you're going to see an agreement because there's this big split. People don't realize this, but the Shiite Muslims hate the Sunni Muslims more than they hate Christians or Jews. And what I think is going to happen is the alliance between Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the Arab Emirates, with America against Iran and Russia, this is going to really heat up, especially now that we know they've weaponized Venezuela, they weaponized Hezbollah to be right in the back doorstep of Israel, and they're trying to fire missiles in within minutes to strike cities and villages. This is going to get nuts.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return with toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical. Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of MensMax twice a day using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Points here, and I think when I look at your talking points, you also mentioned the rise of the Antichrist. You know, obviously, things are going to get clearer and clearer as to what's happening. And America has a big part to play in this, so does Europe. Where do you see this going? Because I think this year is a year of great danger. You know, where do you think this is going to go? Because I really believe the breakout of the fall of Venezuela, which sits in the largest supply independently of oil in the world, the direct alliance between Venezuela and China, and nuclear weapons aimed at the U.S., the attack of Hezbollah just the last few weeks, literally right around this blood moon, is it's gone from a maybe something's going to be a conflict, and now the Israelis are taking direct preemptive attacks against missile silos that the Iranians and their proxy Hezbollah have set up that make it virtually impossible for Israel to defend itself unless they preemptively take these damn things out. This is going to be a very nutty year, isn't it? And I believe it's a year that's going to prepare us for whatever agreement is going to occur to, quote, stabilize this, but the stability will not last, will it?
No, absolutely not. I believe we're living in a time of what I call legalized lawlessness.
Right.
It's kind of like Haman and Purim in the Book of Esther, where
right.
they just legalize. Let's just make it legal. It's okay to commit genocide, and that'll make it fine, you know, to kill all the Jews. Well, right now, what are we doing? I mean, we're legalizing drugs, we're legalizing gay marriage, we're legalizing abortion, I mean, it's what I call legalized lawlessness. That's the time that we live in.
Yeah, exactly. Now, do you have any candidates or ideas? Because I've got some suspicions of things that are happening. It turns out that the position of the ancient temple was probably near the springs of Gihon below the Eastern Gate, not in the Temple of Antonius. And we have the rise of a person that we call the Antichrist. And I think that was a term that we Christians kind of put together from different pieces of the Old and New Testament. Do you have any thoughts or discernments of where things are going and who might be the candidate or person that's going to be involved in this?
Yeah, I don't have any idea on the who, but here's what's a fascinating Bible verse many people aren't aware of. It's from 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, where the Apostle John is saying how, you know, it's the last time, and he says, as you've heard that the Antichrist will come, he says, even now there are many Antichrists. So we
right.
have to understand there could be many Antichrists, but listen to this. He says, they went out from among us. So it's like to the Antichrist be a backslidden Christian. You know, what's fascinating is in my new book, Decoding the Antichrist in the End Times, I talk about the Islamic end time view, the Jewish end time view, the Christian end time view. And what's amazing, in Islam, they have an Antichrist, so to speak, and they believe their Antichrist is the Jewish Messiah. Well, in Judaism, they believe their Antichrist is the Christian Messiah. And in Christianity, many Christians believe their Antichrist is the Muslim Messiah. It's like, you know, there's this big circle of going around, you know, of who the Antichrist might be. But in my book, Decoding the Antichrist, what I talk about is, believe it or not, Solomon. King Solomon is a type of Antichrist. And I think we need to profile the Antichrist so we have a better understanding of what he's going to be like.
Let me mention a couple things about Solomon. Solomon was considered the wisest man of his time, but because of the actions of King David, his father, God said he would not break up the kingdom until after Solomon died. But Solomon also had 700 proxy brides and brought an apostasy inside Israel, which basically solidified the Canaanite, Jebusite, and Hivite apostasies inside of Israel. And so, in a sense, he was a great leader and brilliant man and religious leader who brought in apostasy into the, quote, ancient Hebrew, into the church. In fact, if you study the Sefer Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon, which are apostate documents from some Jews now, because Judaism has become quite apostate, what you realize is that Solomon was, in a sense, a template for the Antichrist, a great intellectual and spiritual leader who brought false views and ideas into the body of believers, right?
Yeah. Solomon was like the ultimate narcissist. It was all about him. He was the first king of Israel to introduce child sacrifice. He offered up his firstborn to Molech from his Moabite wives, his Ammonite wives. And everything God said, do not do, such as don't multiply wives, don't marry foreign wives, don't multiply silver or gold, don't multiply horses. He did all of those things. It was an in-your-face to God.
The symbology of the two Senzigis, which are the two stars that are interlocking, that they call the Star of David, it's not a Star of David at all. It's the Star of Ashtoreth, the female fertility goddess they worship to in the spring after the days of Moloch and Baal, and they actually sacrifice children on the arms of this giant owl god called Moloch. And it's the same thing as the Bohemian Grove. And if they didn't have a child by lascivious sex from one of these Canaanite ceremonies done much earlier other than their husband or wife, they would make sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven and take the sweetbread shaped like little gingerbread boys and girls on the arms of Moloch and burn it to ashes. So they either take a live child or sweetbread to the Queen of Heaven. This is a fact, and by the way, this practice was instituted during the times of Solomon, wasn't it? It's one of the reasons why God broke the Empire of Israel up, because Israel was very powerful. It even had trade as far away as South America. In fact, the Amazon River was actually named, they called it the Solomonic River back in ancient times. People don't know that. It was actually trade going on between Solomon all the way to South America. And you can even see herbs and spices and metals and so on that came from South America, because he had a very wide kingdom. In fact, he even had gold mines on Western Africa. Solomon did.
Well, what's interesting, I think it's in 1 Kings 4, it mentions how much gold came into Solomon every year, and it was 666 talents of gold, which I thought was very interesting.
Wow. Well, you know, the 666 stands for Vav, 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 invented by our intel agencies as the Internet. The Internet is totally luciferic, and it's an occultic system to control and be able to monitor. And it was conceived originally by a group of druids through Germany called the Thule Society, T-H-U-L-E. And the Thule Society invented the Intel Agency, a system called the Omega Project, that was announced in 1933 in Germany. And our intel agencies in the West, Britain, America, etc., are total transplants of the Thule druidic Satanists that came here to make the OSS, eventually the NSA, CIA, FBI. So it's not surprising to do evil. In fact, the drug trade and the organ trade in America and around the world is run by our intel agencies, by the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
Right.
But I just think it's so fascinating that, you know, the way we are with artificial intelligence now, they even are talking about robots that can think for themselves, you know, and they're able, for engineers can now translate our brain signals directly into speech, our thoughts.
That's why they want to push 5G network, because 41 years ago, I was going to work on the World MS Tissue Brain Bank and Repository, because my first wife was dying of MS. And they wanted me to work on the Brain Bank Electron Microscopy Lab with Dr. Tortelot. And they also wanted me to work on a DARPA project, which they already had a $26 million plus mock-up of an F-14 fighter and a liquid nitrogen-cooled magnetronic helmet to convert thought directly to onboard commands. Their plan was to create genetically engineered female fetuses with horizontally inserted DNA from jackals, which are 12 times stronger actin myosin, the sight of an eagle and the reflexes of a jaguar, and connect them through non-liquid nitrogen magnetronic helmets to make them a cyborg warrior swarm. I said, go to hell, I'm not going to do that. So they wanted me to use my talents and ability to actually help, along with other scientists at DARPA, to create super soldiers. And again, remember, the companies have only announced it's only 4 to 5 years away, and they'll be able to sell your kid at Christmas a magnetronic helmet to play direct cortical interface with cyber games, where they can actually, you don't have to even have eyes or ears anymore like the regular cyber helmet. They'll hack directly into your cortex. That's where we're going. I call it the final layer of the mark of the beast is hacking and directly into the intentions of your heart, your cortex.
Well, this is exactly right. What this, instead of hacking your computer, they want to hack you. You know, the people are already wearing like Fitbits that record their pulse, that you know, that how much sleep they get, and now
even your blood sugar now.
Everything. Yeah. So they know when you go to sleep, they know when you wake up. They monitor your, like China is a huge surveillance state. They're monitoring all their citizens are going to have a social credit score.
A lot of the factories have got helmets in them that monitor their brainwave patterns. And if they look stressed, they take them off the line. Now, Now, I'm an expert on quantum biophysics, okay? And what they want me to do is use my talents at biophysics, because I present my first paper, 1982, on Follen Maser biophysics. And I stand on the shoulders of our scientists. The research I'm doing shows me that I know how to actually hack into the quantum biocircuits of the cortex and turn them into an electronic alphabet that could be readable by a computer. I'm not going to put that information out, because these devils want to control the thoughts of your heart. They want to actually have Minority Report today. They want to control not just your cash and what you buy and sell of you and where you want, what books you like to read. They want to control the ideas in your mind. And they want to make sure certain ideas and thoughts aren't even allowed.
Yeah, by knowing your past, they know they can force your future, manipulate your future. They just want to manipulate people.
It's more than just that, though. That's databases. What I'm talking about is direct interface, real-time 5G network interface where you have a little headband or helmet on or hat, and they can actually directly convert to your mind, mind link, to these systems. Now, it means you could download a language skill in a couple hours. It means you could go into a cyberspace and go to a cyber brothel or jump off the side of a cliff with a bat suit on and pretend you're flying. But what it means is some people would actually prefer, like the movie Coma 20 years ago, to hang from wires and be put into suspended animation to live for centuries living in cyberspace. This is the kind of living hell that they have planned for much of the human race.
Yeah, and it's coming pretty quick.
So, you know, I honestly think this year, if I'm going to make a couple of, not prophecies, but predictions, I predict that the Israelis are going to have to take all the missile silos from Hezbollah. I predict that Donald Trump will sponsor an invasion of Venezuela along with all the other South American countries that are negatively affected. And Mr. Putin's going to be put on notice that we're going to pull all of his submarines and all his missiles that are in that island north of Venezuela. Mr. Putin needs to be put back in his pins. I call him Rasputin. He's an evil SOB. And what people don't understand, the list of nations that are allied with Russia, is right in Ezekiel 38 and 39 are all lining up right now, aren't they?
Yeah, do you see a war taking place this next year?
I think what I see happening is what I call the prelude to when you have it, here's how things work. The prelude to a false peace treaty is the danger of such a catastrophic war, thermonuclear war and so on, that everybody will rush towards some kind of agreement that will hold for a period of time. Now, it's tied to Israel, so Israel is going to have a two-state solution for the Islamic nations like Qatar, Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia to accept. But in this two-state solution, they're going to allow the Israelis to start a blood sacrifice. Now, the last day of Hanukkah, they did a oil and grain sacrifice, and they killed an animal.
Yes,
the approval. They didn't have approval to do an animal sacrifice in Jerusalem, but they did it outside and brought it in on their false altar that looked like rock, but it's light, in the back of a truck. What I suspect is going to happen is there's going to be a time where they're going to allow the Jews to start doing a blood sacrifice near Gihon. And it's interesting that Donald Trump's son-in-law is doing a lot of negotiations, but where we're building our new embassy is right over the site of the ancient temple that was destroyed, the Temple of Zerubbabel by Titus. It's below the Eastern Gate, right over the Springs of Gihon, not inside the Temple of Antonius, the old city. It's below the Eastern Gate. And what people don't understand, Trump is a very apocalyptic person because he's bringing things forward, both good and bad. And what I see things happening here is I think that there will be an agreement made because America is not going to tolerate Iran destroying through Hezbollah Israel. Not going to happen. And Russia is going to be put back on their pins because they think that their brash moves are somehow, they know that if Trump puts missile defense system, the one he's putting in is called Brilliant Pebbles, If he puts in a brilliant defense system, Russia's window to attack America is closing. And if he has that missile defense system by the second term of his election, because he's going to be reelected, I've had Mark Taylor on the Trump prophecies, and we have a third Supreme Court nominee going to replace Ruth Gator. We've changed her name from Bader to Gator because he's like an alligator, putting in social agendas. I believe that Mark is correct, and Trump's going to get reelected.
Cardiovasc is a seven-synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to reduce oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further.
Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Wild, eh?
Well, hey, well, thanks for having me on.
You're still on. We have another segment.
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't know that.
We have another segment. We are coming back here. I want you to kind of go through your books. Now, how do people obtain them? It's called Decoding the Antichrist. That's a pre-order you can place. Your website is El Shaddai, ElShaddaiMinistries.us.
Yes.
Give us some of the information about how people can contact you and your ministries. And get more information. You know, you have probably videos out, discussion papers, blogs, whatever. Let's tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. Well, or if they just Google my name, Mark Biltz, they'll find our website pretty quick, which is ElShaddaiMinistries.us. And they can pre-order the book, Decoding the Antichrist and the End Times, on Amazon right now. And I believe... within about 3 or 4 days, if they order the book, they get the Kindle download for free.
Right. Yeah, that's a really weird thing. I have no idea what's going on here.
I just hear the phone ringing, so I'm pausing.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's an unknown name number. It's an attack. Somebody should... it's one of these attacks.
I'm not surprised.
I don't understand. Anyway, yeah, I get attacks all the time. People do not want to hear the truth. Even when I talk to radio network directors, you know, some of the former ones I've been dealing with in the past, they're terrified of Dr. Deagle because I'm going to raise issues. And yeah. I'm like the ancient prophets. I respect anybody to raise a question or an issue, and I want a dialogue even if they disagree. But they have to show evidence and logic, and that's what you do. You're a brilliant Hebrew scholar that shows the star and lunar signs and shows the biblical facts that you may not know all the answers, but you're asking better and better and better questions. And that's the essence of wisdom, is to ask enough questions you get the wisdom of the Most High God. That's what you're pursuing. You're like they talk about the sons of Issachar. They're always saying the prophecies so they could direct the people to do what is God's right. Because the only way to do good is to do God with an extra O. And so...
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Pretty funny, hey? So, Mark, I want you to kind of... Here's what the timeline. I'm not sure of all the dates and so on, but here's what I suspect. I think 2019 is going to be a year of great conflict in the Middle East and Venezuela. I think it's going to precede... with the re-election of Donald Trump in 2020 with these crazy Democrats completely discredited. The latest is all their crazy abortion laws right up to birth and infanticide. I think you're going to see Israel caught in a treaty arrangement that's very noxious with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the Arab Emirates trying to be their allies at the same time, trying not to be destroyed by Iran and Russia, because they're all very terrified. And they'll agree to something noxious only because the alternative is annihilation. And this so-called covenant is not a regular covenant. It's a covenant with death for 1-7, a 1-7-year period.
That's what it talks about in the Bible. They make a covenant with death.
And I believe that covenant with death is going to happen in the second term of Donald Trump, after 2020. Now, we look at the ashes of the red heifer. The red heifer was born in August of 2018. It probably has to be 2 to 3 years old before they sacrifice it. They have the Kalal from the Dead Sea. They have the Sanhedrin reconstituted the same year Donald Trump was elected, 2016, when the campaign started. So what I see happening as I see, most probably in the second term of Trump, the seven-year agreement with death is going to occur, that we're going to have a very dangerous and tenuous relationship by rabbinic law, and I know both the Sanhedrin and the rabbinic council, which was reconstituted, the only day they can actually sanctify the temple area and the sacrifice is the Feast of Sukkot. And you know, as a Hebrew scholar, Sukkot is the calculated by biblical scholars, the probable birth date of Yeshua Jesus, 6 months exactly opposite of the birth date of his cousin, John the Baptist,
yep.
And also the same birth date they calculated out from some scholars going back hundreds of years of Adam, which is the Feast of Tabernacles or Sukkot. So it's very probable they will tabernacle with Satan and a Luciferic agreement of death, and during this agreement it will be cut off according to rabbinic law on a specific cutoff day. That is most likely Yom Kippur, and the great war of destruction will start 30 days later on Peshah, which is a foreprophecy in ancient Egypt, but I think a brief prophecy of the destruction. It turns out the very last day of the 2520 days is the feast of Yom Teruha, which is the feast of trumpets with the long blowing, and that 7 year period is exactly the 7 years of the covenant with death. And I believe that we're following a template, because what God does in prophecy, God does not have a past or future. In heaven, to God, everything is now. He's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And there is no such thing as time to God. He doesn't have any wavering in his consciousness. He's not worried on the throne. He's totally knowledgeable of everything that ever was or will be, because there's no was or will be to him. And that's what, to me, is he's laying this out to say, all the people who wrote the scribes and the prophecies were all writing down for me the Eternal One, who has no past or future. God does not have a past or future. He's always present, isn't he?
Yeah, it's taught in Judaism that the Ezekiel 38, Gog Magog war, they believe will happen during the Feast of Sukkot in the fall.
Right, so it's my feeling, and I wrote this in my book, Clay and Iron, Travel to 42 Cities in Israel. The way I got the book, God dictated to me almost 30 years ago, and I traveled with the Prophecy Club, and I went over to Israel to say a prayer on the Feast of Sukkot with FICO, the oil engineer at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, and Ariel Sharon, and we said the prayer in Hebrew at the site of the Elohim Perazim, God of the Breakthrough Drill Site, and I told him, do not drill here, because you cannot control and contain the oil, it will fill the Dead Sea. And I told him also that, and this was Stan Johnson, if you do not listen, God will break your ministry. And I told Hayseed Stevens, if you keep pushing for billions of dollars to start investing in drilling, and his son took over afterward, I said, God will take your life, Hayseed, and he did. And still today, Stan Johnson will not return my calls, because he is very angry with me that I told him that it's not Deagle that sailed, telling you this, it's God that told Deagle. Because he knew the theology of the place. I had been told him at the Whataburger in 1999 when I traveled to the Prophecy Club and spent the middle of the night telling him all the geology, which only FICO knew, for the oil engineer from Israeli oil company. He knew that Deagle didn't know because it was a geologist. It was because I was told it supernaturally. So I want people to understand, I believe the second term of Trump will be the sealing of the final covenant. I don't have the exact date. I just have better questions. But I can tell you, we're really close. We're months and years away from destruction. We're not decades now, are we?
No, I think we're definitely right there at that. We're living definitely in biblical times.
And I consider someone like you an apostle prophet of the end. I think that, you know, I would refer to you as apostle prophet Mark Biltz, because you're looking at the star signs. You're like the sons of Issachar. You're trying to discern them, because it says that the two high priests would go in the tower and blow the shevarim to warn the people of the signs of the moon. You have to do that, because it's a godly thing to warn people. There's lots of advance warning, because God sets the warning to say it's not a man that warns you this. It's God warning through men, his servants and his sons and daughters. And that's what's happening here. You're warning people, aren't you?
Yes, I kind of see it like the flashing red lights of a train crossing. I'm
right.
Not saying things happen at the eclipse. I'm just saying these are warnings. And from the first 2014 blood moon to now, it's been 5 years. And five is the number for grace. So it's almost, I feel like the time for grace is over and judgment could begin this year.
Well, I think also look at some of the far-reaching left. I just talked to Tim Ball, who actually had heart failure in Canada, and I worked in both countries, Canada and the U.S. Socialized medicine is murder, okay? And what the left wants to do is they want enviromaniacs to get rid of much of the population of Earth. They want to take over the United Nations, take over and tax everybody on the planet and have world government. They have infanticide. They want to actually kill children even after birth. Barack Obama even agreed with a bill in the Illinois legislature up to 3 years after birth. If you look at this bill by this one Tran in Virginia that didn't make it, thank God, but the one that was pushed by Cuomo, and he's so-called a Catholic, and they pushed this bill and passed it in New York where they can even kill a baby after birth. And these are totally viable babies, by the way. They now have babies that are viable at 20 to 21 weeks. And if they had artificial uteri, they could transplant even tubal pregnancies to an artificial uterus and the baby would survive. It's not a matter of technology. It's a matter that they want an astral sacrifice to Lucifer of our children. This is blood sacrifice, no different than the sacrifice in the arms of Moloch. It's the same thing that Solomon brought this apostasy to the ancient Israelites, which is why they were cursed and the nation was broken after Solomon, not because he violated all of God's laws with his narcissistic egotism and bringing apostasy into Israel, didn't he?
Most certainly did. Solomon is astounding to me, breaking every covenant God said to not do, and then he does the opposite of what God wants.
Right.
And he just totally violates everything. And you can see his narcissistic behavior even in his prayers.
And in fact, if you talk to modern Jews, and I asked a Jewish rabbi about 28 years ago to train me, he was from New York and a yeshiva in Hebrew, and he said, look, because you're a Kohanim, I'm going to tell you straight up, we're all wizards. He said, we're closer to Harry Potter than we are to what you think. And I said, what do you mean? And he explained all of it. And I said, oh my gosh. So then I found out about the Sepharad Zira and the Talmud of Babylon. If you read these documents, you understand why a lot of Jews are atheists, because they're so damned obscene and evil that even the average mortal person with a little decency couldn't believe it. But people don't realize 1,300 years in Babylon with the Druidic influences over Israel, they're completely apostate. So even the son-in-law of Donald Trump, who worships Rabbi Schneerson, he's a Kabbalistic warlock. And people don't want to hear this. Now, Messianic Christians are reaching back to the ancient Hebrew roots to become real believers like the ancient Hebrews. But modern Jews are not praisers. That's what the name means. They actually are some of... And that's why I have good Jewish friends like Josh Bernstein, who's trying to be a real good Jew. But they're a tiny minority. And they're the first ones that were killed in the Russian Revolution. And in fact, 122,000 of the so-called SS were atheistic apostate Jews. People don't know this, do they? They don't realize they want to kill the religious Jews, and they wanted to make sure anybody who believed in the coming Messiah was put outside. They didn't want them to accept the fact that Messiah was the Father in the flesh, prophesied in solar and lunar calendars and astrology, and hundreds of prophecies, but they wanted to get rid of that. So the apostate people that were the descendants of the followers of Solomon pushed all this garbage, didn't they?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
Isn't that wild?
That is.
Yeah, it connects all the dots. So what you're doing is extremely important. What other? I want to get you back on the program in a week or two to continue this dialogue. What would be the most important single point you want to make to people now if they go to El Shaddai Ministries or get your pre-order for the book? What will be the most important point in the last couple of minutes here?
Yeah, I would say for free, they can listen to the audio or watch the video. We have clips if they go to our links, and they can actually listen. We have the 3 CDs available and 3 DVDs available if they want to see and hear. And I go in more detail for free about the book, and I like people to get a taste of it because they need to realize we're living in the last days. This is it.
Now, is the link on that Decoding the Antichrist pre-order link, or is the other link going to El Shaddai?
It's go to ElShaddaiMinistries.us, and from there they'll see on our homepage a slider they can click on. Thank you.
Amazing discussion. I hope I opened you opened my eyes. I hope I opened your eyes and those that listen. We are months and years away from a covenant with death. It will occur right under our noses, probably under President Trump and the World United Nations. And Israel's in grave danger right now as we speak, isn't it?
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net.